The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, August 13, 2017, is from the Book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. Hear now the word of the Lord from the Book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 26 through 39, from the New International Version. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, which means Queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home he was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of Scripture that the eunuch was reading. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 39, New International Version, August 13, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Acts 8, 26. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." After his successful preaching mission in Samaria, Philip returned to Jerusalem, for the angel told him to go down from Jerusalem, where he was staying. In the New Testament, angels help believers do their duty, help believers escape from prison, give believers a message from God, and act in other helpful ways. Angels do not teach the good news about Jesus in order to lead unbelievers to saving faith. This is the responsibility of believers. The only possible exception that I am aware of is when angels proclaimed the good news of Jesus' birth to the shepherds. God wanted Philip, not an angel, to teach the eunuch about Jesus and the good news of salvation. In a similar way, God wanted Peter, not an angel, to tell Cornelius the good news of saving faith. Acts 8:27. So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Candace, which means queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship. We have no indication that the angel told Philip what to do on the road or what to expect on the road. Philip obeyed and got up and went, without delay. Luke now introduces the Ethiopian eunuch, who may have been a Jew, or who may have been a convert to Judaism, or a God-fearer, one who believed in the God of the Bible and the morality of God's law, but who had not converted to Judaism by performing the required ceremonial rites. The eunuch was a wealthy, influential, high-ranking official who had traveled to Jerusalem to worship God. As the treasurer for the queen of the Ethiopians, he was influential and would report all of his experiences to the queen and her court. Acts 8:28. And on his way home, he was sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. Scrolls of the Old Testament were expensive and usually kept in the temple or synagogues. The eunuch was wealthy enough to have a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. In synagogue worship, the prophet Isaiah and other Old Testament scrolls would have been read aloud and then explained to people who could not afford a scroll of any part of the Bible unless they were wealthy. Acts 8:29. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Whereas an angel first spoke to Philip, and he did what he was told without knowing all the details, now the Holy Spirit speaks to Philip in actual words. Philip did not just feel a leading by the Holy Spirit, which sometimes happens too. Philip had to walk alongside the chariot. It would not have been going fast as though it were running in a chariot race. The chariot was probably going at a walking pace because the road was probably crowded, and the horses and chariots had to travel a long distance to Ethiopia. The chariot was going slow enough for the Ethiopian to read a scroll. Acts 8:30. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. After Philip ran up to walk beside the chariot, he did not need to walk far, because he recognized that the eunuch was reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Most reading was done aloud, and Philip could identify from the words he heard that Isaiah was being read. The Holy Spirit probably influenced the eunuch to read those verses at that moment in time. Philip knew the verses applied to Jesus, so his question was natural as he was guided by the Holy Spirit to ask it. Acts 8:31. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch recognized that Philip could teach him, because the Holy Spirit moved him to seek understanding from Philip. Therefore, he invited Philip to teach him in the chariot as they continued on their way, rather than stopping for Philip to explain Isaiah to him. Perhaps the eunuch thought he and Philip were going in the same direction for some length of time. Acts 8:32. This is the passage of Scripture the eunuch was reading. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth." The Holy Spirit had to arrange for the eunuch to be reading this passage with perfect timing. Isaiah is a long book. And Philip knew exactly how that passage spoke of Jesus and predicted Jesus' suffering and death. Jesus went to the cross willingly, for he came to give his life as a sacrifice for our sins. He was led to the cross by his heavenly Father and by the religious leaders and Roman soldiers who crucified him. He did not open his mouth to defend himself when he was tried or hanging on the cross. He told the truth to Pilate, who asked Jesus questions with honest intent to learn from him. Acts 8:33. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. Philip could explain how false witnesses were brought forward at Jesus' mock trial. Justice had been denied him. Philip could describe Jesus' humiliation as he was beaten and a crown of thorns pressed upon his head. Jesus' generation could not be described or explained, because he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Jesus died, and he rose again, and at the ascension, Jesus' life was taken from the earth, where he now sits at the right hand of God the Father. Jesus had no children, no physical descendants. We can only speak of his spiritual descendants, as believers are the adopted children of God the Father through faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Acts 8:34. The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" After he read these verses, the eunuch asked a good question. Was Isaiah speaking about what he had experienced personally, or was he speaking what he thought might be the experience of someone else? If it was going to happen to someone else, who was that person? And had it happened to him yet? Philip was prepared to answer all of the eunuch's questions and lead him to faith in Jesus. Acts 8:35. Then Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. Beginning with the verse from Isaiah in Acts 8:32-33, Philip began to explain about Jesus. He could explain that about 600 years before Jesus' birth, Isaiah foretold Jesus' first coming, and that Jesus came as God's gift to us, as a sacrifice for our sins. He could tell the eunuch that he could accept this good news about Jesus and believe in Jesus and have his sins forgiven, be cleansed from all unrighteousness, and receive the gift of eternal life. Acts 8:36. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" Philip must have explained faith, repentance, and baptism to the eunuch, because at that first sign of enough water, the eunuch wanted to be baptized, and so he asked Philip another question. Essentially, his question was this: was there anything else he needed to believe or do before he could be baptized or before he could be saved? Philip indicated that he could be baptized at that very moment. There was no more that he needed to do to be saved. And like many priests who believed in Jesus before him, the eunuch became obedient to the faith. Acts 6:7. Some New Testament manuscripts include the answer of Philip and the eunuch's profession of faith in Jesus Christ, which is in verse 37 below, and is included in some translations of the New Testament. Acts 8:37. The King James Version and the New American Standard Bible includes this verse. And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." The answer Philip gave, and the eunuch's profession of faith in verse 37, is true to the Gospel and the New Testament. Believing with all our heart includes choosing and committing our will and way of living every moment of every day to Jesus the Messiah as our Lord and the Son of God, as reported in the Gospels. If we truly believe these facts, we will live according to these facts, the Holy Spirit being our helper. The eunuch had learned enough about Isaiah and Jesus to share the gospel with others and baptize them according to Jesus' teaching after he returned home. He could learn more about Jesus and the church with subsequent visits to Jerusalem, or perhaps when one or more of the apostles or disciples, such as Thomas, went to Ethiopia to further the work that Philip began. In a similar way, Peter and John went to Samaria after Philip preached successfully there. Acts 8:38. And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. After Philip answered his question, the chariot stopped, and both went down into the water, indicating that there was sufficient water to go down into. It was deep enough and large enough for both men to enter the water. It seems Philip also needed to enter the water in order to perform the rite of baptism. And so, the eunuch was baptized by Philip, who had learned from Peter and John to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Acts 8:39. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip had accomplished God's purpose, and to prevent the eunuch from trying to persuade Philip to keep teaching him all the way to Ethiopia, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch now had the Holy Spirit living within him to help him interpret Isaiah as he continued reading on his journey. No doubt rejoicing as the Holy Spirit gave him more understanding of Jesus Christ and the way of God. By the time he reached home, he was prepared to share the good news with everyone back home in Ethiopia, as the Holy Spirit within him helped him to share the good news about Jesus. In Acts chapter 8, verse 40, Luke tells us where the Spirit of the Lord took Philip. But Philip found himself in Azotus, and as he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Before Philip met him, in what ways did the eunuch indicate that he wanted to obey God? 2. In what ways did Philip prepare himself to help the eunuch come to faith in Jesus Christ and be baptized? 3. In what ways did the angel and the Holy Spirit help Philip and the eunuch? 4. How important is reading and studying the Bible for both believers and unbelievers in Jesus Christ? Give a reason for your answer. 5. When the eunuch returned to Ethiopia, do you think he taught others in Ethiopia about Isaiah, the prophet, and that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and about the importance of repentance and baptism? Give a reason for your answer. International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Salvation for All Believers, August 13, 2017. Acts chapter 8, verse 36. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" In the book of Acts, we learn that there are no national, physical, or racial barriers to receiving the forgiveness of God and the gift of eternal life. If anyone in the church thought that a person had a physical deformity, or someone of a different color, or a Gentile, or someone whose nationality was not Judean, could not be a Christian and a member of the church, then the story of the Ethiopian eunuch contradicts their thinking. The Lord Jesus Christ sent an angel to Philip, a leader in the New Testament church, to put Philip on the road to meet and specifically leads an Ethiopian eunuch to saving faith. Walking along the road, Philip heard the eunuch reading from the book of Isaiah as he rode in his chariot back to Ethiopia. Then the Holy Spirit led Philip to ask the eunuch if he understood what he read. After Philip explained to the Ethiopian eunuch how the teaching in the book of Isaiah applied to Jesus the Messiah as the suffering servant who died to save sinners, and after the Ethiopian saw some water at the side of the road, he asked Philip if anything prevented him from being baptized. Philip told him that because he believed in Jesus, nothing prevented him from being baptized, and they both went into the water where Philip baptized the eunuch. The New Testament and the Gospel of Jesus Christ makes clear, in many ways, that forgiveness for sins and the saving grace of Jesus Christ is available to all who will believe. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.